The war of words and resolutions over a Chinese company's attempts to buy out the American oil firm Unocal took on an international dimension. Today, last week, the House of Representatives passed a resolution calling on the president to oppose the transaction as a threat to national security. In a statement sent to the Associated Press, the Chinese Foreign Ministry shot back. It warned the U.S. Congress to, quote, correct its mistaken ways of politicizing economic and trade issues and stop interfering in the normal commercial exchanges between enterprises of the two countries. Min-Shin Pei joins us now. He is Senior Associate and Director of the China Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. He joins us from his home in Potomac, Maryland. Thanks so much for being with us today.
I'm glad to be here today.
Based on that statement, how seriously would you say the Chinese government is taking this latest action by the House of Representatives to ask the White House to block the purchase of Unocal?
I think I would not take that statement very seriously because the Chinese government knows that the House of Representatives can take one position, but the ultimate decision rests with the administration. And so far, the Bush administration has been very careful in letting its position known.
And the Washington Post and the Associated Press have reported on the fact that the Chinese government sharply criticized the United States, and the language certainly sounds strong. One article in the Post said that this makes it a bilateral issue between China and the U.S. This adds to the bilateral issues.
I think if it is mishandled, it can certainly deteriorate into a major bilateral issue. But so far, I do not believe that's going to be the case.
Why not?
I think the administration is approaching this issue with extraordinary care. And the Congress, although it has made its position known, is not going to, rush ahead of the game in any substantive sense. The resolution is non-binding, and the Chinese know that.
How significant is this purchase to the Chinese economy?
Not actually very much, because the Chinese economy is very short of oil. Unocal produces mostly gas, natural gas. So in the immediate term, Unocal's acquisition is not going to make a substantial difference in China's energy picture. And also on top of that, most Unocal's gas production is tied up with long-term supply contracts to other countries. In other words, even if China becomes the owner of Unocal's assets in East Asia, China will not be able to divert the production, much of the production of energy resources, mostly natural gas, to China. But on the other hand, in terms of the dollar amount, this acquisition is the largest Chinese acquisition to date. So I think in that aspect, it is quite important as a financial deal rather than a specific energy acquisition.
Min-Shin Pei is Senior Associate and Director of the China Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. Min-Shin Pei, perhaps you could tell us how this proposed purchase fits into China's overall economic situation. We know that this is the fastest rising economy in the world right now, and people are looking towards China and wondering how far it can go. What does this purchase mean? Put it in the context of that.
I think one of the future stumbling blocks for China is access to energy. China is very short of energy. And one of China's strategies for securing energy supplies is to get hold of physical control of those energy assets. And buying major oil companies appears to be one of them. Because China has not had a great deal of luck in securing access to new oil fields, because most of the low-hanging fruits, so to speak, have already been spoken for in this respect. So when Unocal became available on the market, China saw that was a huge opportunity, and it fits well with their long-term strategy of trying to get hold of physical assets.
And how do you interpret the congressional action, the action in the House of Representatives, even if it is not going to have the intended effect? Why do you think Congress is passing that kind of a resolution?
I think it reflects at some fundamental level Congress's and also American people's uneasiness about China. Has this been a different country? The reaction might have been very different. Because when we look at China, it is very large, it is growing fast, and it has a different political system. And at some point, we fear that China can be our strategic rival. So that's why the acquirer in this case is a Chinese state-owned company, we have all kinds of fears about future consequences.
And do you think that it's different, say, from not so long ago, it seems, when Japan was buying up American companies? There was concern, but not this much concern.
Yeah, I think there is a big difference. But this time, of course, the difference is that the Japanese were buying real estate. China is buying energy resources. And at this particular moment, energy is in short supply. So we're even more sensitive. And of course, even when you look at the energy field, China is not the only foreign country that has bought or China is buying. The other foreign countries have bought energy companies or resources in the U.S., Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Russia.
Thanks so much, Min-Shin Pei, for joining us this afternoon.
My pleasure.
Min-Shin Pei is Senior Associate and Director of the China Program at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Lynn Neary.